Now the Ramah says that the mitzvah that people do in our countries, in the place and the time where the Ramah lived, that people are matmen, I guess the shell into the oven, and the toch piyat tana betit, and they cement close the opening of the oven. That shur l'kuliyama, that for sure mutter, like it was explained in some rishon dalad and simon rishon tes. Mishnah Berurah explains l'gabei hatmana, you don't really need toch betit. We're talking about a case that what's taking place is not real hatmana. You're not really wrapping up the chalim pot in the way this issue of hatmana. The Ramah requires the toch betit over here in order there shouldn't be a problem of shehiyah. This way, in case there's no chatifa chayisha basa, there's no raw piece of meat there, and it's not, it's not cooked full enough, that should be beyond the point of shamir chata, there shouldn't be a problem of shehiyah. As opposed to, if it's not toch betit, then you have to either have to have a chatifa chaya, either a raw piece of meat in the chalim from before Shabbos, or you have to make sure that it's already cooked far enough to the point that there will not be a chashah shamir chata. And there are more, the Mishnah reminds us something we already know, that we had previously in Mavur Le'el, only meat when it's raw, that takes care of the chashah shem yachata. Because Rabbi Machata Gecholim, it's not going to help if you put in raw meat right before Shabbos. It's not going to be ready Friday night anyway. And Shabbos day, it'll be ready without chitoy. But he says other foods that get ready faster, pashtido, meaning kidneys, types of beans, or types of dough, meaning botzik, that they get cooked and baked faster, even if you put it raw in right before Shabbos, still chashah shem yachata. You might be Machata Gecholim in order to make it cook faster to be ready for Friday night tzuda. And therefore, the oven has to be tough, but if you don't, do the toch betit. You don't seal the oven. You don't make a toch betit. You cannot put these minim into the oven right before Shabbos, unless either a raw piece of meat, or unless there's enough time to at least get cooked kamaicha for the soy, or you can make a grufful ketuma. This is something that's again the people who put food into the oven right before Shabbos, leave their oven on going with the Shabbos. How to deal with shem yachata? If the oven has like a Shabbos mode or something, which when it's on that mode, you would not be able to change the temperature on the oven. That might have a din of toch betit to eliminate all issues of shehiyah. There's other ways also to make a toch betit, other ways to eliminate the issue of shehiyah, but something that has to be addressed. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that somebody has to be careful also not to be matman the kedera in gecholim and coals from all sides, because then it's going to be a problem with matman b'dav r'meitzer hevel, because the coals, the gecholim are meitzer hevel. Here are those who hold that toch betit eliminates that problem of matman b'dav r'meitzer hevel also. It's mashvag dan azruah. But he says that Tzav HaHachmar Kilo, because not everyone agrees to this, those who argue on this, the people who go on the blabs and stuff about this, but also because the chashash that the next day, Shabbos day, he cried to the tear out, you'll have issues with the coals that are still burning, and you might have issues of Mechaba and Mavir. Now, the Ramah says, it's a mitzvah to matmin food for Shabbos, or to have hot food on Shabbos, Shabbos day, it's part of the covenant earning of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, though, that if it's harmful for a person, it's a mazik for him to eat the hot food, that if that cold food is good enough, now the covenant of for Shabbos for a person to eat food that's not healthy for him. And the Ramah says somebody's not maimed and divrei chomim and he asks achilas chomim b'Shabbos, he asks his food that was prepared to stay hot from erev Shabbos on the Shabbos. Chashin Shema Pikaris, who does not trust the chomim. Mishnah Berurah says in his days, unfortunately, it was a bikilkul. There are people who didn't prepare chalon the food from erev Shabbos for Shabbos. They end up being over on Yisrael on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they tell the guy to keep the food for them. Over on Yisrael Mir Lakum. And sometimes they themselves do some deraisa on Shabbos. Of Bishol, and Havara and Kivoy, Bishawan, they put the pot with the tea leaves on top of the hot, the place where the heat was on Shabbos. The Bishawan are cooking the tea leaves. Every time they go off and on, this issue is a Mechaba and Mavir. And somebody does amazes, Pasla, Inis, Lashua, Melatera, and he cuts them off from Eretz Chaim. It's a very Chav Kars and Skila, and Ibal Nevish, and Rishmaim will stick to the Minig Yisrael, Timatman, hot food from Eretz Shabbos for Shabbos, and Mechanimus, Enig Shabbos, Kshanoga, Vasenim, Olam, Shem Mitzvah, Yedavara. He brings lashon for the Baal Hamor. If somebody does niyachamin, it's a terrible thing. And for kerad, if the mazmer appear to cook, if the matmid ma'agin Shabbos lahashmin u amaymin, zirch leketziyom zirch to the geula. The Shulchan Aruch says in Rishon Ches, the lad that put from boydim from erev Shabbos a kli that has cold food on top of a kedera chama on top of a hot pot, going to the Shabbos, and that's not a problem. Matmid medover hamais of hevel, even though it's cooked to the heat of the hot pot, which the Baruch explains not a problem because he put there from erev Shabbos, and at hatmona it's not a problem. Even if you cover the Kli and the Kedera, the Begonim, and now definitely the Dover Kar, the cold food on top, gets heat added to it from the Kedera that's on the bottom. Still, it's Mutter, because the Kedera, the Paz, not considered Dover Meisav Hevel, like Gephas and those things that we have considered Dover Meisav Hevel, because those things are Meisav Hevel, it's an Atzma. The thing itself creates heat. Here, the Kedera has no heat from itself. Either on the contrary, the whole time its heat is coming less and less. We've had this concept before, that we Matman, a Dover Kar, together with a hot pot, that's not considered hot pot, but it's helpful, and if it's not a problem, do that, may Erev Shabbos.